Hello, this is Susan Daitry, head coach for the Productive Dentist Academy, and today I'm happy to introduce you to Dr. Nicole Civi and Dr. Brad Williams. Welcome, doctors.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Susan. How are you today?
Great. Both of you are practicing in Plano, Texas. Nicole, can you tell us a little bit about your practice and how long you've been in practice?
Sure. I've been practicing with Brad for 13 years now, and he's been practicing how long, Brad?
Just a little over 30 years.
A little over 30 years. And we partnered in 2002. We have an operatory in Plano that has 12 chairs in it. We have 4 full-time hygienists and 2 part-time hygienists. And he and I each work out of 2.5 rooms 4 days a week.
Very good, very good. I first met the both of you after our productivity seminar in September of 2010, and what's terrific about your practice is both of you doubled your production per hour within the first 6 months of coaching with us, and I know that's something that you're very proud of, that your team has helped you achieve that goal. And one of the things I wanted to talk about was, what was, Nicole, for you, one of the biggest parts of coming back from PDA and implementing some of our suggestions? What worked the best for you?
In going to the meeting, it kind of set the blueprint for what we needed to do in the office to reach whatever goals at the time we had set up for ourselves. And it was very freeing in that seminar for various reasons, on that we could talk to the patients in whatever format we chose to, whereas give them less information, and that's an okay way to do it, meaning you don't have to talk to them as specific as possible and get them to accept and understand and be happy with the treatment that you can provide them. Also, it just allowed us to take care of patients as if we were taking care of our own family and be okay with that. We could make recommendations, and there's no guilt associated with that. It was just, this is what you need, this is what's best, let me know when you're ready kind of thing. And it was just very easy once it was all set up and done.
Brad, I know this way that Bruce talked about communicating with patients really resonated with you. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, I was speaking with Bruce at a different seminar or conference, and it was after hours, and I was asking him, you know, Bruce, really, what does your seminar do for us as dentists? Because I'd heard a lot of good things about it, but I didn't know enough details to actually go to the seminar. And he said, you know, he's so good at putting things in simple terms. And he said, you know, I just teach dentists to communicate with people like people instead of engineers. You know, we as dentists are engineers. And it rang a bell with me, because I just had a conversation with my wife earlier that month about how I talk with the children. She said, they'll ask you how to ride a bike, and then you spend 10 minutes teaching them how the bike's put together, how to maintain it, how to take care of it, how all the mechanics work, and all they want to know is just how to ride the bike. So I think both for Nicole and I, Bruce and PDA has taught us how to communicate with patients in a very simple, easy way, rather than using too many words and being too detailed and mechanical and engineering.
And when you came to the seminar, you decided to go into the coaching program right away. Why did you feel that you needed a coach?
Well, to implement all the systems that were necessary to make our goals happen, there was a tremendous amount of accountability that was necessary, and it required our entire team. And when you sign up for coaching, you know, there are phone calls, there are deadlines, there are people that are expecting you to do things that you need to get done, and it was just a way for us to follow through and to get the team on board. They had to, you know, they had to come along with us. It was everybody.
You know, there's a real good analogy that all of us as dentists can relate to, in that the seminars were a lot like our classes in dental school. We read the books, we saw the lectures, we saw the pictures. It taught us how to recognize things and how to do things with our hands. But none of us would have gone out after that and expected to be a dentist and perform like a dentist. We had our classes, and then we had clinic, and that was our practice. That was putting all those ideas into action. And that's what coaching did for us, is it took the classroom that we learned at the seminars and helped us put it into practice and practice and practice until we know how to do those things. So it was vital for us. The, mm-hmm. the coaching really was the coach came alongside and helped us put it into place.
And how has this whole experience changed the lives of your team and your patients? What's some of the changes they've seen?
Well, our team is, we had a great team before, I felt, but now it's even more solid because everybody has one common goal and it takes everyone to meet those goals. They have a lot of ownership in the practice. I think they take a lot of pride in the practice, and it just, you know, the dynamics are that every dental practice has days that don't turn up in real life like they look on the paper schedule. And when those changes happen, it takes everybody to come on board and pull together and to work together as a team to see if those goals can still happen for that day. And it's very rewarding, very rewarding. And as far as our practice, our patients, they're given the opportunity to be the healthiest that they can be, and most of them have taken that opportunity.
It's wonderful to see your team hold you accountable rather than you holding your team accountable.
Right.
It's almost as if we're working much better as a cohesive team rather than us telling the staff, we need to do this, we need to do that, and us expecting them to move forward. So PDA really has helped us to achieve goals together rather than as individuals.
And I know you have a very focused team, and I know they have really done a great job of supporting you and reaching your goals, and they've been rewarded along the way as well.
How
about the patients? What do you think that the patients notice the most about some of these changes? How has patient care changed?
Well, it's more comprehensive, and what I mean by that is that we're really not doing anything different. We're not really practicing any differently than we were before. It's just that we're treatment planning more in a way that allows them to make decisions on whether or not they can get more areas of their mouth completed at one time as far as becoming more healthy, and the gum tissue is tremendously healthy. And these are all choices and that the patients make for themselves. They're given every opportunity to, like I said, to be as healthy as possible, and they're choosing that. They're making those decisions. They want to be healthy. They want this type of care, and it's remarkable the results that we're seeing with especially the periodontal therapies.
I love one of the phrases that Bruce talks about. He talks about asking the patient, can I have permission to tell you everything that I see? And when that patient says, well, absolutely, it's a freedom. It gives you a freedom to tell them, you know, this is what I see. And I don't think Nicole and I have ever heard a patient come back and say, you know, I really don't want to be that healthy. I really don't want to keep my teeth. Usually if they have an objection, it's an objection from another point of view, either it's finances or it's fear or some other factor that you need to work around. But all of our patients want to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And PDA has really taught and allowed Nicole and I to be able to share with our patients the things that they need to change to be healthy, and we've been able to see it make some drastic changes too.
And they comment on that the experiences are different than they've received at other offices because of completeness and thoroughness on all the doctor, the hygienist, everyone that's involved in their care that day. It's been wonderful.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. So what would you tell other doctors about coming to a PDA seminar?
Well, other doctors like my husband.
Right. He's coming very soon.
He's coming. You know, I just, what I told him was that it makes sense. But it's wonderful, and that it was the right thing for our practice at the right time. We've had consultants in the past, but for some reason, this just works for us. I can't explain it. I don't know, Brad. I'm sure you have the right word, but it's just if you do the steps, then it works out for you at the end.
Not only us as doctors. I think if you went to each one of our staff members, said, now that you've been through this and you've seen the effect on your doctors, on your team, on your patients, would you go back to the old style of practice? And I could effectively say not a single one of them that would choose to go backwards.
No.
It's been absolutely one of the most dynamic things we've done.
So there you have it, another success story from Plano, Texas. Thank you, Dr. Civi and Dr. Williams. This is Susan Daytree, and I'm reporting from the end zone.